Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Alphonse Gabriel Capone was from Brooklyn, not Chicago, but in the 1920s, Al Capone built a bootlegging empire in the Windy City when drinking alcohol was an offense enforced by the U.S. Constitution. Al Capone smuggled booze from Windsor, Ontario, through Detroit, across southern Michigan, and into Chicago. He spent a lot of time in Michigan for both business, albeit illegal, and pleasure. Today, an artifact from the height of Capone's power sits in a box in a town near Grand Rapids, and it will soon be up for grabs. Current State's Kevin Lavery joins me now with the story. What's this item we're talking about, Kevin?
Mark, this is a pistol supposedly owned by the mob boss himself. A firearms dealer outside Grand Rapids in Byron Center, Michigan, called SSL Firearms, claims to have Al Capone's .32-caliber Smith & Wesson pistol. It's close to 100 years old. The story goes that one of his associates, we'll call him, stole the gun out of Capone's golf bag. Next month, SSL Firearms will conduct an online auction to sell this weapon. So I spoke with Austin Miedema about this. He is the vice president of firearm sales with SSL. And as you might imagine, my first question to him was, well, how do you know this gun actually did belong to Al Capone?
The owner who brought it in, the consigner, he had acquired paperwork with it that had stories linking Al Capone with these guys who were supposedly had taken it out of his golf bag. It was his booze runner. And we did some research on that guy as well. And there's also two bank notaries with it that have been signed and stamped that also say this, these facts to be true, and that this gun did indeed belong to Al Capone.
You know, the skeptical journalist in me says in the Al Capone era, people forged documents and lied about things all the time, including probably Al Capone.
And yeah, and that is, you know, one thing that people can be a little leery of. However, these bank notaries did come in 1983, and this was after the gun had been sold to another person who was a collector. He always collected high valuable things like this, and he was certain that it was indeed Al Capone's gun. And he, you know, did all the research to make sure. He even sent the gun into Smith & Wesson to confirm the date, and he sent that in 2006. So, you know, some of these documents are newer from valid collectors who had come across things like this before. And that's one reason why we are pretty confident that it was his gun.
What do we know about Al Capone's gun-toting habits? He was certainly a nasty character. He was running his bootlegging empire in the 20s and the 30s. I would imagine he probably kept a firearm with him pretty close by at all times.
Yeah, he did. And he used to carry 1911 45 calibers. That was his big gun he carried. However, he did end up switching to 38 and 32 caliber guns. And he would keep it when he would golf. He had a gold golf bag. And he would keep it in his golf bag in a Spalding golf ball case. So we actually have his Spalding golf ball case as well. That is what the gun is in. And that's what we received it in. And so he would keep it in his bag while he was golfing. And at all times, because he obviously was in charge of the Chicago outfit, and, you know, he always had it on him, and that was one of the reasons why we also believe, because of the golf ball bag that was with it, you know, the Spalding old golf ball bag, that it was his gun indeed, too.
Right, and this event, this theft, as it were, by one of his associates, Charles D'Agostino, this actually happened in southwest Michigan. As I understand, Al Capone had a house in the St. Joseph area. Is this when he was trying to get away from the pressures of running a corrupt empire?
Yeah, he actually spent a lot of vacation time in Michigan, southwest Michigan a lot. He would golf in. He also had a hideout in Gun Lake as well as Big Star Lake in northern Michigan up in the Baldwin area. He would go to quite a bit. And it was believed that he stayed in Rockford, Michigan, so here on the west side a few times. He was here quite a bit, and it was said that he loved being in the area and definitely golfed a lot as well because of the beautiful golf courses we have here.
And this part of southern Michigan, not too far from where you and I are, even before we had Interstate 94, that whole Windsor-Detroit-Chicago route, that was route number one for the bootleggers going from Canada to Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Yep, definitely. And that's just another reason that we can link it to them because of the date of the gun and the Prohibition era and all that. We can, you know, continue to link it to him. That would make sense that he would be taking that route, you know, through our area.
We're talking with Austin Miedema with SSL Firearms in Byron Center. We're talking about a pistol, a .32 caliber Smith & Wesson that belonged to gangster Al Capone. It's actually going to be up for auction on January 9th. Do we know if it was ever used in a crime? Did Capone kill anybody with it, perhaps?
You know, that's up to the bidder to decide. They can come in, they can look at it, they can view the paperwork, and they can do their own research. We do not have anything linking it to a crime, anything along those lines. But, you know, I know there are many collectors in this area that are very fascinated with this type of thing. And that's why we allow people to come in. They can hold the gun, look at the specs, the box, all that. And if they want to do their own individual research and find, you know, they could find something like that, that would be great. It's, you know, whatever they want to do. So we're leaving a lot of it up to the bidder's decision. As the company, we are very confident that it was his gun. But once again, yeah, we are going to leave it up to the bidder to come in, decide, and they can also place a pre-bid before the auction day of January 9th.
Well, how the heck do you even start setting a price for people to bid? I mean, how do you appraise something like this that has such historic value, too?
You know, when it comes to appraising this kind of thing, there really is no price you can set on it. And that's why we're just going to do a no minimums, no reserves auction. So even the consignor does not have a price he wants for it. And we're just going to essentially leave it up to the bidder to decide, you know, what price. Whoever the high bidder is, he's going to be the one that decides how much this gun really is worth. So that's one thing that, you know, we really can't put a price on. And you can look at the old ones and that have sold on auctions before and see where those have gone. But other than that, you just got to look at the provenance that we have and whatever you believe as a bidder.
So somebody online is going to set the pace, and you expect a pretty furious bidding war after that then?
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, you can go on any time up until the auction and just put your bid in, what you want that bid to be at, and then throughout the day there's going to be a 12-hour period where all the bidding is open, you can view where the gun is at, and you can continue to get into those bidding wars. So kind of a fun thing when it comes to the online auction system.
Well, if I may ask, Austin, I don't know if you're a bidding man yourself, but if you were to bid on this particular item, what would you start off with?
You know, that is a good question, and I honestly cannot answer that. I can't even, you know, think of a good price for it as a even as guy who puts guns through here quite a bit. I know that the pistol alone, even without the significance of it, can be worth quite a bit of money. You know, in a pretty good amount of money just because of how old the gun is and Smith & Wesson, the caliber. It's definitely a rare caliber, as well as even the box alone could be worth quite a bit as well. But I, as a manager, I really can't put a number on that because I honestly don't even know, and I'm not a big-time collector like some of these guys are that will be looking at this more than I will be. So.
Sure. And again, this is an online auction, a one-day event. This will be Monday, January the 9th, for 12 hours. It starts at 8 in the morning, closes at 8 o'clock. That's Eastern time?
Yes. Yep, that's Eastern time.
So a 12-hour window for people to snag a piece of crime folklore.
Exactly. Hopefully someone can take home a little piece of American history with them.
Austin Miedema is the Vice President of Firearm Sales and the Auction Manager with SSL Firearms based in Byron Center, Michigan, near Grand Rapids. And we are talking about a .32 caliber Smith & Wesson pistol that supposedly belonged to Al Capone, stolen from his golf bag by one of his associates in 1930. And the auction will be on Monday, January 9th, online. Austin, thank you so much, and I really appreciate talking with you, and good luck with this unique process.
Thank you for reaching out to me. I appreciate that, and thanks for having me on the show.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.